请我们一起来默祷。
Bow hand, pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午的祷告会。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we begin this afternoon's prayer meeting.
唱诗411首。
Sing hymn 411. Please be seated.
Ricky, 请把门打开来哈。
Can you keep the door open?
空气比较好。我们请来看马太福音第五章。
Look at Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章
Matthew chapter 5
第七节
Verse 7
连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
我们再看这个八福里面呢，神要给我们的福气很多。
We see in this chapter of Beatitude there are so many different blessings.
那这个福气跟我们世界上人所认为的福气不太一样。
And those blessings are a little bit different from the blessing that we consider in this world.
请看箴言第十章。
Turn to the book of Proverbs chapter 10.
二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22.
箴言第十章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22.
神所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
The blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and He adds no trouble to it.
世界上很多的福气里面都有忧虑。
The blessings of this world have many worry in there.
比方说，我们很多人认为钱财多是一种福气。
For example, many people in this world thinks being wealthy is a blessing.
事实上很多人生的目标也是在追求钱财。
In fact, many people have wealth as their only goal for their life.
但是钱财一多，我们像现在放到银行没有利息。
Yet when you have a lot of money, when you put it in the bank, there's no interest.
怕银行倒闭。
You're afraid that the bank will go belly up.
要借人，怕别人不还。
If you lend to other people, you're afraid they will not pay back to you.
烦恼很多。
There are so many troubles.
那你说房子多
？If you have many houses,
有很多忧虑。
Then you need to worry about a lot of things.
房子租人，你就忧虑他会不会保养
？When you rent it to other people, you wonder whether they will take care of the house for you.
他会不会付房租
？Whether they will pay the rent on time.
真的很多忧虑。
Indeed, there are so many troubles.
我们大家都很喜欢活得长寿。
We all wanted to live a happy and long life.
但是长寿要变成福气也有条件。
There's a condition, however, for a long life to be a happy life.
第一个要健康。
First of all, you need to be healthy.
第二个，你要有老伴。
Secondly, you want to have a mate.
这样才不孤单。
And so that you will not be lonely.
要老本。
And then you like to have some money.
那你才会自由。
So you can have some freedom.
子女要孝顺。
You also want your children to be obedient to you.
那如果没有这些条件呢，年纪大是很可怜的。
If you do not have this, then it's very pitiful to be an elder person.
因为年纪大以后需要人照顾。
Because when you get old, you need people to take care of you.
是很可怜的。
It's very pitiful sometimes.
所以世界上人神所认为的福气，里面都有忧虑。
So the blessings of this world, we realize they all have troubles in them.
但是神所赐的福让人富足，没有忧虑。
Yet here it says the blessing of the Lord brings wealth and has no trouble to it.
所以这个福气值得我们来追求。
And this is the blessing that we should go after.
所以马太福音第五章里面讲这个八福。
That's why here in Matthew chapter 5, when mentioned the eight beatitudes.
我们仔细看这个八福都没有忧虑。
We see all these eight beatitudes are without any trouble.
第一福，天国是他们的。
First of all, the blessed are the poor in spirit because there's heavenly kingdom of heaven.
这是第一福，你要得到天国。
So the first beatitude is the kingdom of heaven.
这有什么福忧愁？
What trouble does it have in there? There's no trouble.
那第二福，
Second,
要得安慰。
It's to be comforted.
这是神的安慰。
This is the comfort from God.
这是很大的福气。
This is a great blessing.
人的心灵常常会忧伤。
Our spirits often will be troubled.
但是有时候我们发现人不能了解我们。
And we see that other people fail to understand what we're thinking.
但是能够了解我们的也很少有能够安慰我们。
And those, even those people who can understand us, they cannot comfort us.
所以神的安慰很有价值。
And therefore, the comfort from God is very valuable.
那第三个，承受地土。
The third one is to inherit the earth.
这是属灵的富足。
This is the wealth in spirit.
信仰是要叫我们富足。
A faith is something that helps us to be wealthy in spirit.
所以那一块土地是属灵的。
And this earth is a spiritual earth.
让你充满丰盛的平安跟喜乐。
When you are full of joy and peace.
让你的心里面被神所充满。
When you are filled with the Holy Spirit of God.
那就发现很自由。
Then you feel, then you find yourself very free.
你不会被世界捆绑。
You will not be bound by the earth.
因为你不需要它。
Because it did not, you do not need it.
所以这个没有忧虑。
There's no trouble in here.
那接下去就是得饱足。
Next is to be filled.
我们内心得饱足。
When we are filled within our hearts.
这个是一种福气。
This is again another blessing.
那我们要进入的第七节就是蒙连续。
Verse 7, the blessing is to be shown mercy.
这个名连续是蒙谁的连续？
And who is this mercy from?
第一个就是蒙神的怜悯。
It's mercy from God.
那第二个就是得到别人的怜悯。
Also mercy from other people.
我们如果一生有神的怜悯这是非常好。
It's very wonderful for us to have the mercy of God within our life.
那神的怜悯一个具体的表现就是神的恩典在我们身上。
A concrete example of God's mercy is His blessing on us.
我们现在看路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
四十节。
Verse 40.
第二章四十节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 40.
孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
Luke chapter 2 verse 40. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with the wisdom and the grace of God was upon him.
这里讲主耶稣长大有两个表现。
Here mentioned when Jesus grew up, there are two significant characteristics.
第一个是肉体，身体强壮。
First of all, his physical body is getting stronger.
第二个是属灵的。充满智慧。
And secondly, he's full of wisdom.
然后有神的恩在他身上。
And in addition, the grace of God was upon him.
所以蒙神的怜悯的人，就是有神的恩在他身上。
So we can see that those people who are filled with the mercy of God have the grace of God with them.
那如果我们有神的恩在我们身上，真的你什么都不会忧虑。
There's nothing for us to worry about if God's mercy and grace is with us.
我们看这以色列百姓在走旷野。
When we see the people of Israel when they walk through the desert.
天天有神的恩典。
They have the blessing of God with them every day.
没有东西吃。
When they had nothing to eat.
天降玛纳。
There's manna came from heaven.
每一天有玛纳。
They have that every day.
没有水喝。
When they're out of water.
磐石流水。
Water will come from the rock.
这个就是恩典。
This is a blessing.
红海过不去。
When they are blocked by the Red Sea,
红海分开,
the sea will be opened up for them.
约旦河过不去, 约旦河,
when they are blocked by the Jordan River,
约旦河分开,
and the river opened up.
神的恩典, 天天在他们身上。
See the blessing of God with them every day.
我们今天在社会上, 比方说, 经济不景气。
And today, in this world, we have economic downturn with us now.
会忧虑我们的工作。
We may worry about our job.
因为这会跟我们生活有关系。
Because this has to do with our daily life livelihood.
其实，如果我们有神的恩典
，In matter of fact, if we have the blessing of God,
你就不会忧虑啊。
Then you don't need to worry about anything.
然后神怜悯我们，这是最重要的。
Because the most important thing is to have the mercy of God.
这个工作没有，神会安排你再找到另外一个工作。
Even if you lose the job, God will help you find another one.
因为神怜悯我们。
Because God has mercy on us.
我们老板上面还有一个老板。
There's somebody much greater than our boss.
那个老板是你的父亲。
And that boss is our father.
所以如果他怜悯你。
If he has mercy on us.
那你还怕什么？
What do you need to be afraid of?
所以这是我们信耶稣的一个秘诀。
So this is the secret of us being Christian.
我们身上有神的恩典。
We have the blessing of God.
要借着神的怜悯。
We have the mercy of God.
那要有这种体验，要有条件。
In order for us to have this experience, there's one condition.
所以这个八福哦，最难的不是神能不能赐恩典给我。
So the most difficult thing is about those beatitudes is not whether God will give them to us.
神的讲的每一句话就是一个应许要给你。
So everything God says is a promise for us.
那要得到这个八福最难的是什么？
What's the most difficult thing for us to gain those beatitudes?
是我们内心的改变，这个最难。
It's the change of our heart, which is the most difficult thing.
我们要变成很虚心。
We need to be humble.
你就得到福气。
Then we shall receive the blessing.
我们要对自己的情况、自己的罪哀恸。
We need to mourn for our sin.
神赦免我们。
God will forgive us.
神内住，我们就得到安慰。
When God dwells within us, we'll be comforted.
我们要心要变成很温柔。
We need to be meek.
那个道理听了会感动。
When we hear the words, we'll be touched.
我们生命会改变。
Then our life will be changed.
就有属灵的富足。
And then we'll have a spiritual wealth.
我们心对神要饥渴。
When we thirst and hunger for God.
好像几餐没有吃饭一样。
As if we haven't had food for a long time.
你就很想要吃东西。
You really want to eat.
好像很久没有喝水。
As if we haven't had water for a long time.
你就很想要喝水。
We really want to drink.
如果我们对神有这种态度。
If we have this attitude towards God.
你一定会得饱足。
Then we shall be filled.
那我们要得神的怜悯。
In order for us to receive mercy from God.
我们的心对人要有怜悯的心。
We need to have a merciful heart to other people.
所以要得恩典最难的不是神啊。
So the most difficult thing for us to receive the blessing is not on God's side.
我们要得恩典最难的是我们本身很难改变。
The most difficult thing is for us to change.
所以有时候我们真的不需要求神给我这个给我那个，要求神帮助我改变我自己。
So oftentimes we don't need to ask God for anything. All we need to do is ask Him to change us.
让我有虚心啊，让我有渴慕的心。
To change us so that we're meek and we're thirst and hungry for His word.
让我有温柔的心。
So that we are meek.
让我对别人有怜悯的心。
So that we're merciful towards our others.
当我们的心改变了。
When our heart and our hearts are changed.
福气就一直来到。
And then blessing will come following it.
这是关键。
This is the key.
所以要得到神恩典的关键是内心的一种变化更新。
So the key to receive those blessings is the inner change.
所以我们在联合会就是追求这个。
And that's what we're doing here in a spiritual convocation.
如果我们联恩会，我们内心有真的在改变。
If we are truly changed within our hearts.
联恩完你就发现神的恩典就来，神的怜悯就到我们身上。
After spiritualization, you realize that blessing of God is with us.
你的心得到安慰。
Your hearts will be comforted.
得到满足。
Be filled.
这个就是福气。
And this is what we call blessing.
好，那这个连续人，到底我们要连续人什么？
So when we say mercy.Here, what do we need to? Where do we need to show mercy?
我们从两方面来看。
There are two aspects of this.
第一方面从肉体上来看。
First of all, from the material standpoint.
第二方面从灵性来看。
Secondly, from the spiritual standpoint.
所谓连续人，就是对别人的需要，我们有那个感觉，然后生怜悯的心来帮助他。
When we show mercy to others, that means that we feel the needs of other people and we are willing to help them.
我们在社会上啊。真的看到很多人行很多善事。
In this society, we notice there are so many people who are doing good deeds towards others.
我曾经去参加我们教会有一个长老的丧礼。
I used to went to a funeral service one of our elders in the church.
在他这个故人历略里面。
In the memorial for the elder.
这个故人的丧礼里面有一个故人已经死这个人的历略。
There's one.Brief introduction of the whole life of this person who just passed away.
有记载他在福伦社所发表的一段话。
He mentioned one thing that he said used to publish in one of the articles.
他说钱是从社会赚来的。
He mentioned that we earned money from this world.
所以我要把钱用到三方面。
So I need to use them wisely in three areas.
第一个
，First，
要献给真耶稣教会做传道救人的工作。
I need to give them to the True Jesus Church so that the pastors can go save other people.
第二个
Second,
要建立学校做百年树人的工作。
I want to build schools so that I can bring up different people.
第三个
Third,
要建立慈善事业。
To have an institute for other people.
慈善 charity
organization.
So 他一生真的 赚很多钱，用很多钱在这三方面。
So indeed, he made a lot of money, and also he used all of them in these three areas.
在台湾两个很出名的大学，至少他当过董事。
And he was the one of the chairmen for two major universities in Taiwan.
那他丧礼的时候，有很多孤儿跟寡妇来参加。
In his funeral service, so many orphans they came over to attend.
因为他做很多善事。
Because he has done many good deeds for them.
所以这个长老确实是有基督的心。
So indeed, this elder has the merciful heart.
当他有这个能力的时候
，when he had the ability,
他没有说这个留给我自己。
He didn't say he wanted to keep the money for himself.
他也没有说这个就留给我子孙。
He didn't want just to keep the money to his children.
他行很多善事。
He did many wonderful things.
结果神祝福给他更多。
And God, as a result, gave him more blessings.
所以世界上突出的人很多。
So that's why there are so many outstanding people in this world.
但是伟大的人很少。
There are not too many of them are great.
很多人很突出。
Many people are outstanding.
然后他就用他最突出的地方给他改换变成钱财上的收入。
And they make a lot of money out of that.
但是伟大在哪里？
However, for those people who are great,
伟大就是能够用我们突出的地方来造就别人，来帮助别人。
They're great because they can use where they are outstanding to help others.
用神所赐给我们的钱财来怜悯别人，帮助别人。
To show mercy and help others, using the talent that God has given us.
这个不简单。
This is not easy.
要突出不是很困难。
It's not so hard to be outstanding.
因为世界上很多人突出的。
Because so many outstanding people in this world.
但是要伟大不简单。
It's not easy, however, to be great.
这需要有内心的一种价值观重新的改造。
In order to do that, you have to have a value system inside your heart.
这常常需要信仰。
And this needs oftentimes a great faith.
所以，有一次我在看到报纸在报道。
I've seen an article in the newspaper.
说有的国家创造很多的亿万富翁。
It says some country they have produced many billionaires.
但这个报纸下的标题说他们都没有行善的观念。
Yet this in the bottom article says they do not have the concept of charity.
You know, 我看到这一行，我就印象很深。
Because that's gave me a great impression when I saw that.
他们有能力，但是没有行善的观念。
They have the ability, however, do not have the concept to give charity.
过了不多久，我又看到一个报纸的报道。
Soon after, I saw another article.
然后全世界最富有的人。
It says the wealthiest person in this world.
我们大家都知道他是谁。
We know, we all know who this person is.
他从他的创设的公司退下来。
He retired from the company that he founded.
他捐了几百亿啊 ，tens of billions 来做慈善事业。
He donated tens of billions of dollars to charity.
这不简单啊。
That's not easy.
虽然以比例来讲不是全部，比不上那个寡妇。
Even though proportionally he did not donate all he has like the widow in the Bible.
但是能够捐几百亿，这不简单啊。
However, it's not that easy to donate tens of billions of dollars.
所以人一生要有行善的观念，这个很好，非常重要。
So it's very important for us to have the concept of doing charity in our life.
米迦书说，麦卡，米迦书。
In the book of Micah.
说神所要的是什么
？What does God want?
第一个
，First，
行公义。
This is do righteous things.
这个就对我们自己的要求。
This is something that we need to do for ourselves.
我们想的做的一切都要在神在看为是对的。
Everything we need to do, we need to follow what's righteous in the eyes of God.
第二个
，Second，
要好怜悯。
We need to be merciful.
对别人要有怜悯的心。
This is towards others when we have merciful heart.
那这就是怜悯人的来源。
And this is the origin of the mercy.
内心对人有怜悯的心。
When we have this heart in our within us.
那这个怜悯呢，会带给我们神的怜悯。
And this mercy that we show other people will bring mercy from God to us.
我们看路德记第一章。
Turn to the book of Ruth, chapter 1.
路德记的第一章。在四世纪的后面就路德记。路德记第一章。
Book of Ruth, chapter 1.
第十五节
，verse 15。
南俄米说：“看来、你的嫂子已经回他本国和他所拜的神那里去了，你也跟着你嫂子回去吧。”十六节
，16。
路德说：“不要催我回去，不要跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。”这里呀、南俄米很可怜。
Here, Naomi is very pitiful.
她丈夫死了。
Her husband died.
两个孩子也死了。
And two sons died as well.
所以她有三根刀子扎在她心里面。
So he has three knives piercing her.
很可怜。
It's very pitiful.
但是路德也很可怜。
Same thing is true for Ruth.
哎呀，路德的丈夫死了。
Her husband died.
哦，那这个拿俄米有两个媳妇。
And Naomi has two daughter-in-laws.
那拿俄米就跟他们讲，我没有办法再给你一个丈夫了。
She told them that I cannot give you another husband anymore.
结果其中一个媳妇想到自己的前途，她就离开了拿俄米。
So one of the daughter-in-law, when she started worried about her future, she decided to leave Naomi.
但是只有路德，他觉得拿俄米比他更可怜。
Yet Ruth thought that Naomi is more pitiful than she is.
所以她要照顾拿俄米。
So she wanted to take care of her.
说我绝对不离开你。
She said, I will never leave you.
这是从怜悯的心来的。
This is out of the heart of mercy.
那神怎么怜悯路德呢？
So how does God have mercy, show mercy to Ruth?
听看第二章。
In verse 2.
第二章的第四节，第三节啊。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
路德就去来到田里，在收割的身后拾取麦穗，他恰巧到了以利米勒的本族波阿斯的田里。第四节，波阿斯正从伯利恒来，对收割的人说：“愿神与你同在。”好，我们看OK， 到这里就好。好，这里讲路德要去拾取麦穗来供养他的婆婆。
Here it says Ruth wanted to pick up some.Weeds to in order to feed her mother-in-law.
结果圣经说她恰巧来到波阿斯的田里面。
She found herself working in the field belonging to Boaz.
什么叫恰巧？这是神的安排。
And this is actually according to the arrangement of God.
那第四节，波阿斯正从伯利恒来到那个田。
It so happened that Boaz arrived at the field.
所以两个人刚好在那个地方遇到。
And they happened to meet one another at the field.
然后波阿斯就对路德讲很多的恩言，安慰他，然后说：“你没有饭可以到这里来吃，你可以到我的田里来捡取麦穗。”
And when they met, Boaz said many things to comfort her and ask her to come over here if she don't have enough food to eat.
神怜悯路德。
God has shown mercy to Ruth.
所以他生活的需要，借着一个很有爱心的波阿斯，就供给他的需要。
So her needs in the life was taken care of by somebody with a heart of love.
那波阿斯怜悯路德，神也怜悯波阿斯。
When Boaz showed mercy to Ruth, and God as a result showed mercy to Boaz as well.
后来他跟路德结婚。
So when he married Ruth later,
他就大卫就是从他的子孙生出来的。
And David came out of their descendant.
所以我们今天有能力去怜悯别人，这是一种恩典。
So it's actually a blessing for us to have the ability to show mercy to other people.
施比受更有福。
It's more blessful to give rather than to receive.
受有福气，施更大的福气。
It's good to receive, but it's even more blessed. It's a bigger blessing to be able to give.
那如果我们大家能够都有这个怜悯的心，彼此相爱，我们这整个人生里面呢，充满着温暖。
If we all have the heart to give, then our whole life will be full of warmth.
大卫在逃难的时候。
When David was running away from his trouble,
遇到约拿丹,
he ran into Jonathan.
他实在很落魄,
he was in a great trouble.
但是约拿丹对他很好,
Jonathan treated him very nicely.
约拿丹是扫罗的儿子,
Jonathan is the son of Saul.
他的爸爸要杀大卫,
his father wants to kill David.
但是他的儿子对大卫很好,
yet the son treated David very nicely.
你看啊, 大卫曾经跟那个, 拿巴要东西吃。
We know that David wanted to once ask food from another person.
那这个拿巴不给他东西，你就不要讲话，还讲很多的话侮辱他。
And this person, he even though he does not want to give any food, also he said many mean things to him.
大卫就带着刀要把拿巴全部都杀掉了。
So later, David killed his whole family.
还好啊，这个拿巴的太太亚比盖很有智慧。
Yeah, his wife is very wise.
但是反过来。
On the other hand,
约拿丹对大卫很好。
Jonathan treated David very, very well.
后来大卫当王啊。
Later, when David became king,
他就一直要找到底约拿丹的还有谁活着。
He wanted to really find out who in Jonathan's family was still alive.
到最后找到约拿丹的孩子。
In the end, they found the son of Jonathan.
请看撒母耳记下第九章。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 9.
撒母耳记下第九章。
2 Samuel chapter 9.
第七节。
Verse 7.
大卫说：“不要惧怕，我必因你父亲约拿单的缘故施恩于你。”
So don't be afraid, David said to him, for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan.
好，这个米非波设跌倒，在逃走的时候跌倒，变成瘸腿了。
And his Jonathan's son become crippled while he's running away.
那这个生活也有困难了。
And then as a result, he had trouble making a life.
大卫一个很强盛的王。对他说：“我要照顾你。”
And David is a mighty king. He said to him that I will take care of you.
你可以跟我一起吃饭。
You can eat with me.
他蒙怜恤。
He has shown mercy to him.
为什么
？Why?
因为大卫以前接受过他父亲的怜悯。
Because his father Jonathan has shown mercy to David before.
所以我们对人有怜悯的心我们需要的时候，神会感动人怜悯我们。
So when we show mercy to other people, when we're in need, God will.Move other people to show mercy to us.
怜悯人的有福了。
So that's why those who bless show mercy are blessed.
但是有时候我们常常发现，你看来看去教会里面大家生活都很好，我要怜悯谁
？Yet in the church, you notice that everybody seems to be okay, doing okay in their life. Who shall I show mercy to?
我们现在看主耶稣怎么怜悯人。
Now let's see how Jesus show mercy to other people.
先看马可福音。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音的第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
马可福音第六章
Mark chapter 6
34节
Verse 34
马可六章34节
Mark chapter 6 verse 34
耶稣出来看见有许多人就怜悯他们因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般这里说耶稣从船上出来
Here mentioned when Jesus landed and when he got out of the boat
他本来要去休息的
His plan was to go take a rest.
他连吃饭也没有时间了。
He didn't even have time to have a dinner.
但是从船上一出来，看到这么多人已经先跑到那里在等他。
Once he saw so many people waiting for him when he got out of the boat.
圣经说，耶稣就怜悯他们。
Bible says he had compassion on them.
那主耶稣这个怜悯不是因为他们缺乏物质。
And this compassion is not because Jesus.Knew that they are lacking in material.
因为他们好像羊没有牧人。
But rather because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
牧人是谁？
Who is the shepherd?
就是耶稣本身。
That's Jesus himself.
他说我是好牧人。
He said, I am a good shepherd.
羊是谁？
Who are the sheep?
就是这一群人。
That's the large crowd.
所以这一群人为什么很可怜？
Why are they so pitiful?
因为他们没有一个找到没有找到救主。
Because they have not found their savior yet.
所以很可怜。
That's why they're They are pitiful.
这个叫做从属灵上的一种怜悯。
And this is a spiritual compassion.
所以有的人你看他肉体活得很好。
Yeah, that's why you see so many people, even though they have a good material life.
职业也不错。
They have a good job.
所以每一次布道会我看到很多慕道者我很高兴。
Every time when we have evangelical service, I'm glad to see so many different truth seekers.
他们有机会来听道理。
It's good for them to have the opportunity to come to listen to the words.
但是有时候我看了也觉得很怜悯。
Yet sometimes I feel compassion towards them as well.
为什么？
Why?
这个心好像油蒙的心。
And looks like their heart is covered up.
听不懂。
They can't understand what we're talking about.
所以这个最宝贵的，世界上最宝贵的神救恩，听不懂。
And the most precious thing in this world, they don't seem to be able to understand.
所以你如果从这方面来看，你发现世界上很多很可怜的人。
And from this point of view, you realize there are so many people that need our compassion.
他是活着，但是他是死人。
Even though they're alive, they're dead.
肉体是活着。
They're alive physically.
灵性是死的。
Spiritually, they're dead.
他是富足的，但是他是贫穷的。
They're wealthy, but yet they're poor.
富足就是物质上。
They are wealthy in material point of view.
贫穷是灵性上。
Yet spiritually they're poor.
什么都没有。
They do not have anything.
在神面前是赤身肉体的。
They're naked in front of God.
他是很有前途的，但是他却是没有前途的。
Even though they may have a future in this world, they do not have a future in spirit.
以能力来讲，在这个世界上很有前途。
According to their ability, they may have a great future in this world.
但是他人生是没有盼望的。
Yet they do not have any hope within their life.
他是住在美国。
They live in the United States.
但是他住在魔鬼的控制之下。
Yet they're in the control of the Satan.
是可怜的。
It's very pitiful.
所以当我们用主耶稣的眼光来看周围的人。
Therefore, when we look at other people, you from Jesus' point of view,
我们发现很多人值得我们怜悯。
We notice there are so many people that need our compassion.
所以为什么耶稣要走遍各城各乡？
That's the reason why Jesus wanted to walk all over the country.
因为他怜悯人。
Because he had compassion on the people.
他要讲道给他们听。
He wanted to preach to them.
让他们认识天国。
So that they can understand the heavenly kingdom.
啊，认识最宝贵的救恩。
To understand what's the most important salvation.
去年五月。
Last year in May.
我要离开肯尼亚的时候。
When I was about to leave Kenya.
我看到四个青年。
I saw four youth.
啊，在肯尼亚。
In Kenya.
我们教会的青年。
Our youth from our church.
他要到坦桑尼亚去。
They want to go to Tanzania.
啊。就是要去那边呢、啊，做义工
，to be volunteers over there，
帮他们建立宗教教育系统
，to help them set up their RE system。
如果你去过非洲
，if you have been to Africa，
蚊子打不完
，there are countless number of mosquitoes。
生活很简单，什么都没有
，life is very simple， there's nothing there almost。
你带钱去也没有东西买
，there's nothing for you to buy even if you have tons of money。
但是这个青年愿意去
，but yet those。Youth, they want, they're willing to go.
这是怜悯的心。
And this is because they have the heart of compassion.
所以我们看到教会的下一代啊，能够从很舒服的环境出来，自愿到很落后的地区啊，来传福音给他们，这是教会的希望。
And when we see the next generation in the church, they're willing to go from a very comfortable life to go to Africa to preach. Then we see the hope of the church.
我们的人生不要一直想建筑一个很舒服的地方，就躲在那个地方。
We should not spend our lifetime thinking about how to build a comfortable home for us and we hide inside.
那一种生活是没有意义的。
That kind of life is meaningless.
我们唯有出来怜悯人。
The only thing for us to do is to come out and have compassion on
other people. 把福音带给人。
To bring gospel to other people.
帮助别人在信仰进步。
To help us to grow their faith.
这种生活才有价值。
And this is the life with meaning.
那有时候我们要怜悯人要怎么做呢？
How do we do this?
一个很重要的方法。
Very important way.
为人祷告。
To pray for others.
我们可以发现了这个祷告很有功效。
You realize that it's very effective to pray.
你如果灵恩布道会前。
If you do so before the spiritual convocation.
两个月前。
Two months before.
每个安息日。
Every Sabbath day.
每个安息日。
Every Sabbath day.
我们大家禁吃一餐。
We fast one meal.
为着教会圣工祷告。
To pray for the holy work of the church.
你一定可以看到灵恩布道会结果不一样。
And for sure you will see a different result from the Holy Spirit, the spiritual convocation.
所以我们今天怜悯人有一个很好的方法，就是借着祷告。
So one way, one very good way for us to do to have compassion on other people is to pray.
当我们用怜悯的心向神祈求。
When we pray to God with a heart of compassion,
神就会感动。
God will be moved.
神就会动工。
God will work.
神就会怜悯那些来听道理的慕道朋友。
God will have mercy on those true seekers who come to listen to His word.
你就发现恩雨会大降。
And you see the blessing of shower will come upon us.
所以我们禁止祷告是不简单啊。
So it's very important for us to have fasting prayer.
但讲起来也很简单啊。
Yet it's very easy for us to do.
就只有一餐不吃。
Just skip one meal.
但这个受苦就是为着怜悯。
And to suffer for the sake of compassion.
就是希望神能够感动更多人。
So that we hope that God can move more people.
所以怜悯人的有福了。
Therefore, those who have mercy heart are blessed.
他要得神怜悯。
Because he will be shown mercy from God.
怎么通得神怜悯呢？
How do they receive mercy from God?
约翰一书说。
The first book of John.
我们所求的就从神得着。
Says that what we ask for God will give us.
因为我们行他所喜悦的事情。
Because we do what is pleasing to him.
神所喜悦的事情两点。
Two things are pleasing to God.
第一个，
One,
相信耶稣是救主。
To believe that Jesus is the Savior.
第二个，
Secondly,
照他的命令去爱别人。
And to love others according to his commandments.
所以当我们开始怜悯别人。
So when we have mercy to others.
为别人的需要代祷。
And pray for others when they are in need.
忽然间你发现我们个人的需要，神也怜悯给我们。
And all of a sudden, we realize that God has given us according to our own need.
所以，越有爱心的人祷告越有力量。
That's why the people with the most love will have most powerful prayer.
神要赐给他越多的恩典。
God will give him more blessing.
因为他是怜悯人的。
Because he is the person with the merciful heart.
神要怜悯他。
God will show mercy to him.
所以我们要来祷告。
That's why we need to pray.
求神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
Ask the love of God be poured in our hearts.
我们就能够跟主耶稣一样怜悯别人。
So we can be just like Jesus Christ to have mercy on others.
所以我们现在要祷告，求圣灵求恩典和接受按手，请我们都到前面来。
Now we're about to pray. Those of us who ask for Holy Spirit for blessing and mercy, please come forward.
好，我们现在一起来祈祷。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.